And the next eclipse cycle is about to begin, and it's a turnaround one. We had the lunar eclipse followed by the solar eclipse. There's a whole different cycle starting from the last 2 years. Wow, this is going to be major. So at the end of March, beginning of April 24, hold on to your seats. Get ready for the changes. Now, the penumbral lunar eclipse on 24th, 25th of March is visible most parts of the world. America, South America, Europe, Africa, the eastern part of Australia, not India, Asia so much. But generally, it doesn't matter, because I would always say don't view eclipses even if you can. It is not auspicious to do so. Wherever you are, doesn't matter where you are in the world, you'll be affected by the eclipses. But this is just the visibility. It's followed 2 weeks later, the 8th of April, by a solar eclipse, another great American solar eclipse, just focusing on the Arctic region and North America. Wow, this is quite seminal indeed. But again, I don't advise to view the eclipses. Let's look at the astrology first of all. But let me first of all just elaborate what I said in the introduction. This time we have a lunar eclipse end of March followed by a solar eclipse. Every 2-3 years it changes cycle. Last few years it was solar followed by lunar, which is much easier because solar eclipse is that blackout, that fearful, phobic factor. What's going to happen? Lunar eclipse 2 weeks later sorts everything out. But now we're starting with the sorting out and going on to the what do I do next phase. So it gets a little bit difficult. These eclipses happening next 2 years or so, 3 years actually in total, will definitely bring us into some sticky situations. So that's why it's very important to stay calm, take everything in your stride and flow with these karmas happening. Don't forget, eclipses are destined events, but very often when we look back, we are glad they happened. It's that sort of churning effect that needs to happen in our life. The first eclipse, the lunar eclipse happening on the 24th, 25th of March is, well, let's face it, a little bit confusing because Mercury is the dispositor of Ketu and he's with Rahu. He's at the end of his basically debilitated sign. Pisces, very weak and can't wait to get into Aries. But basically, there's something happening here that is a completion. It's a completion time. So many people complete some difficult situation, bring something to an end. There's an unexpected factor and it definitely impacts relationships. It's an uneasy time though, the end of March. I'll be soon uploading this new Mangala transit into Kumbha Aquarius, where he will conjunct Saturn and Venus as well. There's a lot of obstacles. There's some fear at the back of these decisions, but you must go with them because this situation coming up now is finished, done, kaput. That's it. You've got to deal with it now, whatever it is in your chart. But then 2 weeks later, we come to the 8th of April, near to that time or beginning of April, definitely 1st, 2nd, 3rd onwards, we get to the solar eclipse. A buildup of a blockage happens. You've sorted something, but now something else is definitely coming up, something that seems like a real obstacle. But don't fear about it, because even though Shani Mars are an actual combustion state around this time, making many people super frustrated and confused, Jupiter, Mercury, two benefics are on the other side of this eclipse. This is excellent. And Guru is the dispositor of the eclipse. So Mercury's retrograde, though, that's the thing. Once again, I've got so many videos to upload for you, predictions. So Mercury's retrograde state here with Guru, dispositor of the solar eclipse, means that everybody goes up in the air now. All plans go backwards. Everything's like, oh no, what do I do? I thought it was going to happen this way. Now it isn't. Some blockage occurs. Some fearful factor comes up, but you will deal with this. I will say one thing about this eclipse. It will take 6 months to sort it out. At the latest, this difficult confrontation you are having may be relationship-based because Venus is here. Some people may be to do with foreign land travel. Some people because Jupiter conjuncts Mercury, or could be a big problem with your education as well. Some people because Jupiter, Mercury are together in Aries sign. All the dispositors going, and of course Mars is with Saturn, blockage of it all. But guess what? In 6 months, you'll be glad the whole difficulty happened, because by the end of the year, October, this problem sorts. Of course, it's the great American eclipse again. On the world stage, we can say, just like the last one, there's a topsy-turvy factor happening in government there. There's some big switches, changes happening that will be definitely sorted in the autumn. Yes, I know the autumn is the election, but it's starting now. It's now that the big, unexpected events perhaps, but big confrontations begin, and it's not going to be what people expected.